That was Drake May earlier this week. Jacoby Brissett the starter? Yeah, I don't know. So what was that? We wondered in real time, is it Drake May looking at it going, it's not my place to say. I'm a rookie. What am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to handle this? He's not polished enough, media-wise. Is it just genuine? He doesn't know? Like, it's competition in his mind. The coaches are telling him it's competition, so he really doesn't know. Or is it possible he's just being somewhat defiant there? Like, yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Let me give him a run in his final game. Do you think it's a real competition still, Arcan, or do you think it's done?
I think it is. I still think it is. I still think that this Sunday could make a difference. And I know that I'm probably the last one on this boat, but like, there's, to me, still, I think, some consistency here with what Mayo's been saying. You know, I didn't expect that Mayo was going to start this game.
No, you're the last one on that boat. Mayo's been consistent.
He's sort of talked in circles, but in the sense of, you know, who's the starter right now? Well, this is the starter right now, but it's still a competition, and we still haven't decided for week one yet. Like, he's been consistent about Brissett being the guy, and that May still has a chance to take it. So I'm taking him at his word there. And I think that even if he's not being totally honest with that, there's still, at the very least, the possibility that Brissett goes out there and just gets absolutely pummeled, throws a bunch of picks, and May goes out there and dazzles. And if that happens, I just think there's going to be pressure from Jonathan Kraft, the Hammer, Robert even maybe. I think that's going to be a real thing. I do. I don't think that they're going to be able to ignore that. They want to sell jerseys. They want to sell tickets. And if May looks like he's ready and Brissett is just a disaster, then I think it's going to force their hand.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I'm on that boat. I'm not on the Mayo's been consistent
boat. A lot of boats here.
No, but I'm not on the Mayo's been consistent boat. He hasn't been consistent. He came out and said, Jacoby's our starter. And now he's like, yeah, no, we're going to find out. We don't have a starter right now. That's not consistent. So I'm with you. I think the last game matters. I think these practices have mattered. And I don't know if May's done enough to start week one, but I think this is a real opportunity and a real potential showcase for Drake May. And I also agree with something else you said. A lot of people have fallen into this. Oh, it's not about Jacoby Brissett. It's only about Drake May and his development. Garbage. Nonsense. If Brissett looks terrible and Brissett's unplayable, then they're going to play Drake May. So it's twofold. How does Brissett look on Sunday? How does May look? And if Brissett looks terrible and May looks good, that combination, I still think May can start week one.
Yeah.
And I, by the way, think he should start week one.
I think he should anyway, regardless of, you know, how things look here, unless it's the opposite, unless he's an absolute mess and Brissett's out there throwing dimes left and right, then fine. I mean, I think that, you know, that'll be something that, looking at that, they'll say, well, we can't put this guy out here week one if he's having this much trouble in the preseason. But he hasn't been. He hasn't had much trouble in the preseason.
Nope.
And maybe that'll change on Sunday. Maybe he'll go out there and the Commanders will just have his number. I mean, who knows? And it's one game. And honestly, it's a small enough sample size. It's not even a game. It's going to be like a quarter or two at most. Because they said that Milton and Zappe are both going to play, right? Didn't Mayo say that today? So
I think he was asked to follow up and then added Zappe at the end. Zappe barely played at the end of last game, so
sure.
It might not be much.
It might not be, but I think at most you're going to see two quarters of May. I don't think you'll see more than that.
Yeah.
And that's not a big enough sample size to be able to determine if he's going to have a good season or not. But if he goes out there and throws a couple of touchdowns and Jacoby Brissett is fumbling and they're picking, scooping, scoring on him, then, like, you know, that's going to tell a story that is going to be hard to ignore.
Yeah.
Now you guys can sleep. Exactly what play.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Wow. So, no, that's basically what happened last week. Not the scoop and score and everything else and not the touchdowns for May, but it was basically May played two quarters, not quite a full two, but he played end of the first, end of the third, right? And Brissett had a handful of series. Brissett looked terrible in that cameo, and May looked good. And if that happens again, yeah, I think you can start week one. Arcan had a lot of interesting data. We'll give you more of it coming up here on Jones and Arcan today. No Mego. We did our final show with Mego yesterday as we continue out the week here on WEEI. Joe is in Naples. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, two things. I wish your Mayo, as a coach, the best. The Patriots have never won unless they've had really tough, hard coaching. I go back to Fairbanks, Parcells, and then Belichick. I don't see the touchy-feely approach working. The second is...
Okay, but Joe, hang on. So, Joe. That's specific to the Patriots. You don't see it working throughout the NFL, though? Because I do see it working other places.
Andy Reid's a player's coach.
Yeah, exactly.
I see it, but I'm talking specific Patriots.
I know, but what do you think specific to here? I know that's how it's been, but what do you think specific to here? There hasn't been a new coach in 20 years. That's probably the real answer.
Okay, maybe the real answer, but if I look at the history of the Patriots, the Sullivan family would interfere.
I know, but Joe, what does that have to
do? And would they ever win with Chuck Fairbanks or Bill Parcells either?
What does that have to do with today? Yeah. Like, so again, 20 years ago, players, coaches weren't a thing in the NFL. I mean, they were, but they, how successful they were, I'd have to go back and really look at. Like, who was really successful as a player's coach?
Sean Payton won a Super Bowl. He was a player's coach.
No, 20 years ago, right? So, like,
was that about 20? Well, I guess it wasn't 20 years
ago. No, it was 2009. Yeah. So I have 15 years, whatever. Yeah. But, like, you know, when Bill first started is my point. And prior to that, like, all those coaches, yeah, I don't think there were as many players' coaches as there are now. But now the league is run by. So, all right, fine. The Patriots haven't had success with a Pete Carroll type. They haven't. True. But there's a lot of them throughout the league. I just think a lot of them are on offense. I think a lot of them are, they don't have edge because they're not on defense and they were close to a quarterback and ran an offense. And that's not this guy. And on top of it, this guy's from the Bill coaching tree. And to me, those are two major strikes against Gerard Mayo or anyone like Gerard. I would have said that about Patricia. I would have said that about Judge. I would have said that about McDaniels. I would have said that about Charlie White. I would have said that about all these guys, right? I don't want, I guess Weiss was at least on offense, so was McDaniels. But I don't want any of those guys from here. I didn't. And I want a guy who's on offense. And
Jeff Fisher, Tony Dungy, John Gruden, Bill Cowher, they don't scream players coach to me.
No, exactly. And those are guys who all won. Mm. So, look, the real reason the Patriots have probably never been successful with the players coach is because they haven't hired a coach in 20-plus years.
Right.
I think that's his exercise that I don't think is very useful. But I've seen a lot of them throughout the league. Most of them are on offense. Most of them.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think that in general, you know, like the personality of the coach really depends a lot on the personality of the players too, as opposed to the vice versa. Like, I think that if you have the type of coach, like, I don't think Bill Belichick necessarily would have been successful or as successful with a quarterback other than Brady. And not just because Brady was so great, but because Brady really responded well to that kind of hard-ass crap. Like, he was, it motivated. He said that a million times. And I don't know necessarily that would have worked with Peyton Manning or Phillip Rivers or, you know, one of the Roethlisberger, one of those guys. I'm not sure it would have. Maybe it would have, but, like, I don't know that. I know with Brady it was a good match. And really, that's what it's about. It's about matching up your guy with a coach who can get to him, who can connect with him. And I think you really saw that with Bill and Brady.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. What's at stake in the final preseason game? Is it really a quarterback competition? And is it smart to play a young quarterback? All things we covered in the first hour of the show. You can jump in there again at 617-779-7937. How much trust do you put in Gerard Mayo running the show here in New England? And who is running the show here in New England? We'll get more into that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.